Part 4. Look for the good.
It is easy to go cumbered about feeling so burdened and troubled like Martha did. But what the Lord tells us here is that we do not need to do so. And in fact, if we do, we will miss so much. I went through a really hard time in my life after my fourth child was born. He was very sick for the first 4 months of his life, and he cried and cried all day and hardly slept. I was beyond exhausted, and my nerves were beyond frazzled by the constant crying. I was so tired, I felt like I could barely care for my baby, let alone the three other children that constantly needed my help too. My husband had just been called into the high council, and that required a lot of time away. He was also home teaching six families at the time, several of which had special needs, such as a widow and a handicapped man. My husband also had just gotten a new job that required more work time and more commute time. I remember one day I stood in front of an absolutely humongous pile of laundry that needed to be folded on my couch. My baby was lying on the floor screaming to be picked up, and this is the thought process that went through my head. I hate laundry. How am I even supposed to fold this laundry with a screaming baby that doesn't let me put him down? As soon as I get this laundry folded and put away, it will be time to do laundry again. It's never ending. I always have laundry coming out of my ears. I never have time for myself, never get to do anything for myself. My husband is out helping one of those people he home teaches once again, and then he gets to go to some high council meeting for hours tonight, studying the gospel with his buddies, while I have to take care of screaming and complaining kids. And I have to mow the lawn myself because my husband is never home to do it. That's not supposed to be my job, and it takes me 2 hours to get my kids in bed, and I'm too exhausted once it's all over to do anything for myself. Does that sound familiar at all? But as I stood there in front of that massive laundry pile on my couch, I made a choice to choose the better part, or rather to see the better part. And instead of letting those negative thoughts stay, I picked up my screaming baby and propped him up in the laundry on the couch. I knelt down next to him and folded the laundry while I talked to him and sang to him. He loved it. "You know what this laundry means?" I asked my baby. "It means I am so blessed to have a home full of children. One day this laundry pile will be very small," I thought, "and I won't have a cute, pudgy baby sitting in the middle of it to keep me company while I do it." I thought about the widow my husband home taught, who he was helping at the moment, and how her husband wasn't coming home at all. My heart burned with love for my husband for his willingness to help her. As I mowed the lawn, I savored the feeling of my muscles working and my heart beating. I marveled at the beautiful dark storm clouds that floated in the sky above me. I felt the wind on my skin. I breathed in the smells of grass and dirt and loved watching my children play in the yard. And that night, as I put my children in bed, I really looked into their faces, and I was overwhelmed with their preciousness. Instead of trying to hurry and get them in bed and being frustrated it took me so long, I savored the chance to talk to them and to listen to them. When I finally dropped into bed, I was completely exhausted, but I was completely happy. I realized on that day that life almost always is going to be hard and tiring as a mother. But whether or not I found joy in motherhood would be my choice. I could look for the bad and I would find it, or I could look for the good and I would find the better part.
She opens the window and she lets in the light. She notices the birds in the blue sky. All around her she sees a thousand small things that God has given to her.
Look for the good in your life. Look for the good in motherhood. Talk as positively about mothering as you can. When you are with women that are murmuring and complaining about motherhood, see if you can find anything good to bring up on the subject. There may be times you need to talk to someone about difficulties you are facing with motherhood in a constructive way, and there is nothing wrong with that. We just have to make sure that we don't go cumbered about and become troubled and careful by always talking and thinking about the hard things of motherhood. You will personally enjoy motherhood so much more if you look for the good in it and talk positively about it.